Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. We're talking about the I Travel Because series. You guys know I'm loving this because I love talking about travel anyway, but hearing some of the perspectives of other people who are out there going on these adventures, maybe to dream vacations that they've thought about all the time, all of their lives, saved up for it, and now it's time to go, and they've gone, they've come back. So I like to hear those kinds of stories as well. And I have my friend Lindsay Lucas, who she and I met on a trip a couple of years ago on a cruise, cruising around the Mediterranean, having a lot of fun, shopping, eating, laughing around with the crew. We had so much fun together on that trip. So Lindsay, welcome back to the show. But now I want to jump back in though to kind of the more kind of deeper part of this whole series of I Travel Because. What are your thoughts about humanity and why, just human beings, why are we so drawn to travel? Do you have any thoughts about that?
I think that humans are drawn to travel because of what we see. I look on television and this movie's in this country and they're filming in that country or in this city in this iconic landmark. And I think it makes us want to go there to actually see what's there and why. Okay, they filmed here. Oh, that means I need to go there and see what's there. Mm-hmm. I think that's what draws us to it, just to want to know why that was so important. And I see that landmark. Oh, I want to go there one day. I think that has a lot to do with it. And I know for me it does, because my list just keeps getting longer and longer when I see different places.
Exactly. And I think you hit it, you know, right there. I mean, it's that curiosity. I think just as human beings, we're curious. We want to know, and we want to know firsthand. Because you mentioned earlier, you know, just about, you know, going online and checking things out and looking things up. And it's very easy to do that nowadays. I mean, social media with Instagram, with people taking pictures all around the world and posting them, you know, social media, Instagram, Facebook. I mean, you can really find almost any place where you want to go and see in the world. But it's something about being there yourself, firsthand, touching those, you know, iconic landmarks and those places that, you know, you've seen in books and learned about in school. You're actually there.
Right. It makes it different. It makes it real.
Absolutely. Now, we talked a little bit about our meeting on a cruise, and we met up and connected so quickly because we were both solo traveling. What about solo traveling? Do you like it, or do you find it to be uncomfortable, or is it something that you are just cool with and it's your way of traveling?
I will say at first I didn't want to solo travel because of the fact that I'm kind of an introvert, and I felt like if I went by myself, I would be lonely, I would be missing out, wouldn't have anyone to talk to. And after that trip across the Mediterranean, I found out, oh, I can actually do this, and I actually enjoy it because I get to do things that I want to do. Because I got to the point where if I never went, I would be waiting on everyone else forever, and I'd never get out there and go travel. So every time that I find that I do go travel, I always end up finding someone to talk to. Someone to hang out with, even if it's just for a few hours. You get to do things on your own timeline. You get to visit the places you want to go visit. And then on top of that, it's a great way for me to learn about myself. I learn that I can do more, that I'm confident enough to go out there and do more, to go to that restaurant by myself, to do different things. Because as introverts, you know, you kind of want to stay to yourself. But I think you end up doing more than you thought you could actually do when you actually solo travel. So I actually enjoy it. I'm at the point where I don't wait on anyone else anymore. And it's like, I want to go to Barcelona. I'm going to Barcelona. I tell a few friends, if you want to come, awesome. If not, I'm going to go. I'll take a million pictures and see you when I get back.
I love that attitude. I love that. So with all of this kind of going solo and feeling really comfortable with it, what are some of your favorite destinations? Do you have some favorite ones?
I absolutely love Portofino, Italy. I thought it was probably the most beautiful place I had ever seen.
Yes, I agree with you.
And it's beautiful. I actually looked at doing a study abroad program for volunteering, and they actually had a month program in Portofino that I almost applied for, and you could stay there. I still look at those pictures and go, that place is beautiful.
Yes.
Right by the water, the city, the buildings. It was gorgeous. Mm-hmm. I really think I could live there.
I enjoyed that too. It's so beautiful there. Just along that whole, you know, Italian coastline, there is just so many beautiful, beautiful places.
It is. Oh, there. And I did enjoy Barcelona when I went last year. Busy, very busy, but I think it's the history and the architecture of the buildings that pulled me in. And when you walk around there, it's just like, oh my gosh, this is beautiful. The way the buildings are built, and just to watch the Sagrada Familia continue to be built is amazing to watch. So I really did enjoy that city alone. And then, you know, you try to hit little cities along, but that one I did enjoy. And I think you can't go wrong with London either.
Yeah. Well, and London's one of those places where I think most people at some point want to go. It's like New York. You know, it's like you want to go to New York at some point in your life. You want to go to London, Paris, you know, those big cities like that, that you just hear so much about and that you study so much about in school as well. Definitely.
It's beautiful.
Absolutely. So Lindsay, so what do you have? Where to next? Where are you going next?
My goal next, I have Amsterdam and Paris on my list. So it's going to happen in either October, February. And then one of my dream places recently, I've been stuck on Copenhagen.
Oh, okay.
Going to the gardens that are in Copenhagen and then going, taking a train to Malmo, Sweden. That is where my head has been lately. But my next one that is guaranteed is going to be Tokyo next summer.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Going over there, I've always wanted to go to Shibuya Station to sleep in a capsule hotel. And then the Olympics are going to be there also next year.
Now, are you going during the Olympics time or before?
In the very, very, very beginning of the Olympics. So it'll be the opening ceremony and the very next day to see some of the things going on there.
Oh, I think it's probably going to be so many activities going on that you'll really get a chance to have a lot of kind of activities and extra things to do along with sightseeing.
Yes, it's making me excited because I've been planning for about 2 years to get ready to make sure I'm ready for this trip because of the amount of people, the language barrier, you know, things like that. But I think by the time it comes, I'll be ready. And plus, I'm trying to get out of Europe. I keep going back to Europe.
Well, there's so many places to see in Europe, and that's what's really neat about Europe as well, is that you can have one place as your destination spot where I'm definitely going to Copenhagen, but then it's so easy to travel around Europe that you can actually get quite a few places in once you decide that you're going to go and spend a week or two there. You can see a lot. Train system is really good. I think we could learn a thing or two from their train systems in Europe. It's so easy to get around.
Definitely. Definitely.
Absolutely. Now, but what about food? I mean, do you have like favorite kind of destinations that you want to go to try out food or maybe something like that? Do you ever think about traveling from a theme standpoint, like going to eat?
See, I would love to do that in South America. To look at the different foods, to go to Ecuador and Peru and try the different meats that they have. Scares me a little bit to go to, you know, China and eat some foods, but I'm willing to try.
Yes.
I am willing to try it all. I ate octopus for the first time in Barcelona, and it wasn't as bad as I thought.
Well, if I remember correctly, you're pretty adventurous with trying things with the eating. I remember we both had our moments, but definitely, definitely, yeah, it's worth a try. So, Lindsay,
I think that's what you do when you travel. You got to try something new.
Well, you really do. I mean, that's part of the adventure is you know, giving some new things a try. And certainly food is one of those things. And it doesn't mean you have to eat a whole meal of whatever it is, but you can certainly give it a little try. And who knows, you might end up loving it and it becoming your favorite.
Exactly. I did in Valencia. If you've ever been to Valencia, Spain, and had their Valencia orange juice.
Oh, no, I haven't.
I don't know what it is about those oranges over there. I had to come home and buy me a juicer and juice and find me some Valencia oranges and juice some oranges because I said I needed to taste like that.
Exactly. Well, I can't believe we've come down to the end of this, but quickly finish this statement for me, Lindsay.
I travel because I want to share the world with my students not just from a book perspective, but from a personal perspective.
Very good. Very good. Well, thank you, Lindsay, so much for coming on, sharing your story. We're going to post so much more of our conversation and some of the things that, you know, that we've done together. I'm going to post some of those on the website, travelbagswithanita.com. But this show has been brought to you by Allianz Travel Insurance. That's your wingman for travel. No worries, no stressing, no going back and forth with, is everything okay? So give it a try. Give Allianz Travel Insurance a try. Check out their website at AllianzTravelInsurance.com. Thank you so much for listening today. And again, thank you, Lindsay, for coming on.
You are quite welcome. I had fun.
All right. Bye-bye, guys. We'll see you soon. Back with more travel tips and destinations and I Travel Because series here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Bye-bye.